Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
A throw downfield.
Yes!
McCormick's got enough.
Your quarterback is really not good.
This is life in the big city. You're not in Utah anymore. And whatever's going on in his skull.
MILF.
It's just that when his first read is covered, he's lost.
The Rich Eisen Show.
The one to McCourty, just throw the ball out of bounds, man.
Today's guests. Senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Patriot safety, Jabril Peppers. Plus, Emmy Award-winning actor, Tony Hale. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show on November 1st. We have reached November in 2022. And we say hello to all those out there in our terrestrial radio world and Odyssey and listening to us on Sirius XM Radio. Of course, we say hello to everybody watching us on the Roku channel, Roku channel 210. We're free there. We're free on all Roku devices. We are free on every single Samsung Smart TV. We are free on every single Amazon Fire TV. We're free on the Roku app. We're free on the RokuChannel.com. If you want to see us, you can't avoid us. I'll be very honest with you. We're thrilled to have our YouTube page doing so well. We're just happy to be here in this neighborhood talking sports and pop culture with you for another 3 hours on a very busy Tuesday. NFL trade deadline. Albert Breer is going to be on this program coming up to discuss that. Jabril Peppers of the New England Patriots is going to join us in the middle of hour number two. Mr. Tony Hale, as he is known on Twitter, he will be joining us on this program as a show that we watch in our household quite a lot on Disney Plus. The Mysterious Benedict Society has returned, season number two. He'll be joining us on this show. We loved his work in Arrested Development and Veep for all those years. That's how we're running a three-wide set today here on this program. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Please do give us a ring. How are you over there, Christopher Brockman?
What up, Rich? I'm all right.
Good to see you. DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. What's going on,
sir? How you doing?
I'm thrilled to see you right there. And, you know, talk about a little role reversal. You're clean-shaven, Mike, and
yes.
And Chris Brockman sticking with the mustache from his Magnum P.I. Halloween
day
costume.
Day two.
We'll see how it grows in.
We'll see.
We have reached the month of Movember, right?
So we are.
Mustache
we are
month.
November. Let's go.
T.J. Jefferson is lighting the candle right now. How are you, sir? Good to see you over there.
I'm great, man. Just want to say RIP Takeoff, man. We live in a crazy world.
We certainly do. You're not wrong about that. And good to see you here, sir.
It is great to be seen, brother.
Okay, so let's start this program. We're going to start this program with a very simple question from Monday Night Football, and I'll just throw it out there. What was that?
That was so confusing.
Yeah.
What was that? What the hell was that?
I don't know, man.
Let's start with the good stuff. Let's start with the Cleveland Browns.
They were great.
They were terrific. They were terrific. This is the formula. This is the formula. The formula is to run you over with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, if he's still on the team by the end of the day.
he is rumored to be
a commodity on the trade deadline day.
The Dolphins want him? Was Tyreek killed?
I don't know. That's part of the reason we're having Albert Breer on later. But that's the formula. That's what you're supposed to do. Supposed to see Nick Chubb running you over, and we're supposed to see the play action working when you're concerned about Nick Chubb running you over, and then Myles Garrett is supposed to lead a defense to wreck your night. And last night, the Grim Reaper, the guy who was known, has been known, for setting up on his front lawn a bunch of tombstones with the number and the names of quarterbacks who he has sacked
in his burgeoning.
I love that. That's
Pro
so
Bowl,
funny
all
to me.
Pro career.
Did he do that this year or what?
It's great.
And he's the one coming in this week saying, you know, we're feeling good because Joe Burrow's not beating us. I'm paraphrasing. But he's like, we've done well against them. I'm feeling good about it. And look out for me on Halloween night. Well,
feeling good,
first drive, Joe Burrow and the Bengals are throwing it around, and Joe's coming off of two spectacular starts. And Garrett tips a ball, leads to an interception. Another one, he ends on a sack. And with that, the Browns score a touchdown, go for two. Don't ask me. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand it. but they're up 8-0. It works. And the Bengals start punting. And then they turn it over with Burrow fumbling it, trying to step up in the pocket, getting hit. They also miss a field goal, a disastrous first half, and the Browns put up three of their own at the end of the first half because Evan McPherson missed a field goal, which he just never really does.
Nope.
It just was a dreadful first half, and it's an 11-0 scored half. Kevin Stefanski comes out after half. He's like, let's see if we could score on the back end of halftime and double dip. Well, they triple dipped. They dipped. And we dipped. And
when you dip, I dip, we dip.
We all dipped.
Hands on hips.
And we dip and bow to the Cleveland Browns, putting in front of all of us exactly what we thought they could do with Jacoby Brissett, waiting for Deshaun Watson to come back. Easily the Browns' best game of the year, and they needed it. 2-6 would have absolutely put them in the market of sending Kareem Hunt elsewhere. And then trying to tread as much water as they possibly can so Deshaun Watson can come back and give them a nice wind at their back going into an offseason to try and build for a 2023 after 2022 went down the tubes because of signing Deshaun Watson and a suspension coming. And instead, they're 3-5. They're 3-5, and Cleveland has a bye coming up with two games that might pretty much end it because they're at Miami and at Buffalo after that, but who knows? And then they're at Tennessee, and Cleveland's got, and they're at they're at Tampa Bay, and then they get Deshaun Watson back. You got Tom Brady coming to town, So at Miami, at Buffalo, home for Tampa. We'll see what happens, and then Deshaun Watson comes back. But look, at least they're hitting their bye at 3-5, feeling good about themselves coming back from whatever injuries they might be able to come back from.
Yep.
So kudos to the Cleveland Browns, man. They got it done last night, and they showed us how they can play football.
Isn't that also what makes football cool?
Right. You know, can't predict it.
Can't predict
Kurt
that.
Warner, for instance. You can't predict anything. Kurt Warner's career is the personification of unpredictable. I bring him up because he was on the verge of a big rarity and a huge rarity, which is he had every game picked correctly from his NFL game day morning appearance. Every week 8 game predicted correctly. All of them. He lone wolfed the Saints. He lone wolfed Denver. He lone wolfed the Patriots.
Yeah.
He got all of them correct, and he had the Bengals last night.
Oh.
C'est la vie.
Still won the week, I'm sure.
Yeah, he did. He did, but he'll be a little less incorrigible on Sunday's NFL game day morning had he shown up.
Yeah, perfect.
I don't know if anybody's ever gone undefeated.
Yeah, I was just about to ask that.
Unbeaten.
That's tough.
Hey, man. And he was in the booth on Westwood One. He saw it. He mentioned it at the end of the broadcast with Kevin Harlan. He knew it. But hey, at any rate, and now we'll get to the what was that
the hell going
question?
On?
What the hell going on with the Bengals? Hey, man, I'm gonna put this right on the offensive line, putting it right there, man, right on their stout shoulders. But shaky protection. Yes, Ja'Marr Chase being out is going to leave a mark. It's just gonna. He's one of the best. I think the broadcast with Buck and Aikman on ESPN last night said Burrow, since Chase had been drafted, which was at the beginning of last year, had thrown only 20 passes, 20 attempts in games that he did not have Ja'Marr Chase. That's it. That's it. And last night he threw more than that in the first possession of the second half. And so he's going to have to live life without Ja'Marr Chase. And this team is going to have to find receptions without one of the best in the business. I get it. But it doesn't matter who might step up. And I know Mike Thomas had one go off his hands last night. And there are others who can step up, but they're not going to have the opportunity to do it if Burrow can't throw it. More of the same of what we saw last year of him overcoming to get to the Super Bowl and almost win the damn thing. Mm-hmm. But last night, he couldn't do anything after that first drive in which Myles Garrett tipped a ball and ended the first drive because it wound up with it being an interception. Putting it right on the offensive line, putting it right there. Apparently Joe Mixon had a players only meeting with the offensive line this week to talk about the run game. Now you got a problem with the passing game again. And I thought we were getting through this. I thought the last couple of weeks, I thought winning 4 out of 5 showed that they're getting better and gelling better and Burrow's talking them up and feeling better about it. And then here comes the Cleveland Browns. What do you think's going to happen when the Bills come in front of them? What do you think's going to happen when the Chiefs with Chris Jones and Frank Clark, when he comes back from a 2-game suspension in time for that game? What do you think's going to happen then? Cincinnati's next game is home for Carolina. Okay, you could sit there and chalk that one up, right? Except for the fact that the Carolina Panthers have suddenly found new life since they fired Matt Rhule and traded away Christian McCaffrey. Who would have thought that? You know, DJ Moore, keep your helmet on when you go into Cincinnati. And then they get a bye at Pittsburgh, at Tennessee.
Yeah, there's no get-right games there.
Kansas City. Maybe they're Pittsburgh. Home for KC, home for Cleveland, at Tampa, at New England, home for Buffalo on a Monday night to wrap up the penultimate week. And then they're got the big one against Baltimore. They better start buttoning up. And I'll tell you this, too, while we're on the subject of Baltimore. Tough, I mean. What a great Monday for the Baltimore Ravens. What are you talking about, Rich? They didn't play. Right. They didn't play. They sat there at 5-3, rooting for the Browns to make sure that the Bengals didn't join them atop the division at 5-3, despite, obviously, Baltimore having the early tie break on them, taking the first meeting between the two on a Sunday night that occurred in Week 5 in Baltimore. But the Browns did their part. The Bengals got absolutely snowed under on Halloween night. And then earlier in the day, the Ravens go to Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Bears, and complete a conversation that might have started when Robert Quinn wound up somewhere else. And they're like, okay, so you're answering calls, are you, about your star defenders? Okay, how about the guy that was holding out during training camp? How about that guy was holding out during training camp and appeared totally deflated by the news of Robert Quinn being traded? How about this kid from Georgia who is one of the best at the position? If they're look, I know back in the day, Ozzie Newsome liked Alabama players, right? And this kid's a Georgia player. But to me, if I had to choose anybody at the position on another team that sounds perfect as a fit for the Baltimore Ravens, Devin White of formerly LSU sitting in Tampa might be one. Other than this guy, Roquan Smith is perfect. Him and Patrick Queen, another LSU kid, they're the ones who are going to be behind that defensive line. Okay. Okay. That's going to be a problem for a lot of teams. This is a great move, a 2-5. So the Bears are extremely well positioned for the future. because they have, if I'm not mistaken, 9 draft choices and $120 million in cap space next year. Mm-hmm. So they got $120 million in cap space in March, and then in April they've got 9 picks, and Justin Fields is going to get some help. And clearly they're building for that time while being one of those teams that can come get you on a Sunday, or as Chris found out last week on Monday night, they can come get you. Mm-hmm. But the Ravens are coming at you right now. What a Monday. You get Roquan Smith for a 2-5, and then later on that night, the Browns suddenly put it all together and beat the Bengals. And the Ravens are 1+ up in the division. And their next game is at New Orleans on a Monday night next week. The Week 9 wrap-up is Ravens at New Orleans, which just showed the Raiders a thing or two. Browns and Steelers sit on a bye, and the Bengals have the proverbial winnable game that may not be so damn winnable if they can't protect their guy. My gosh.
Rich.
And by the way, one last thing. If Nick Chubb was a problem, and he always is for a lot of teams, I understand, and Kareem Hunt, here comes Deonte Foreman. And later on in the show, I will give a tip of the cap to the general manager in Carolina and do a little mea culpa here on this program. But yes, sir, TJ.
Just looking at the Ravens' schedule, 9 games left. None of the teams have a winning record right now.
Well, let's take a look at that.
Ooh. Nobody they play currently, unless I'm mistaken, has a winning record.
Well, they're, like I said, at New Orleans, that's an under 500 team. Then there's a bye. Then they're home for Carolina, that's an under 500 team. At Jacksonville and home for Denver, those all suffice in that department currently. We'll see what Denver looks like when week 13 hits. Well, at Pittsburgh, at Cleveland,
500?
Home for Atlanta, that's a 500 team right now.
Okay.
Home for Pittsburgh, at Cincinnati, that's a 500 team, but nobody's above it.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Rich, real quick on Joe Burrow. He's the second most sacked quarterback in the league this year, 29 times. He led the NFL in times being sacked last year, 51. So he's way ahead of that pace already.
Let's go. I mean, this is what you got. This is what these guys were acquired for.
Yeah.
Right? Lyle Collins said, we're here to protect you. No one's going to touch you.
Getting touched a lot.
Well, I mean, it basically,
you lied to him.
Burrow was in that elevator with the word touchable right above him. Spoiler alert. that was him last night. Him on the floor of the elevator. Touchable. That was Monday night. Man, didn't see that one coming.
Nope.
What a league. When we come back, get out the anointing oils here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey.
Prayer warrior.
There's a new elite quarterback in the NFL. I'm going to go for it.
Oh, goodness.
I've got the top 5 most disappointing teams through the first 8 weeks of the season. We're halfway home for a lot of teams. I got that for you.
Rich, Dak is already an elite quarterback. You realize that, right?
He's not the guy I'm talking about.
Okay, my bad.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Don't miss it. And we'll, of course, take your phone calls. Albert Breer, top of the next hour to talk trade deadline day 2. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. 2008, 2022, stressful times economically. We're hoping that we're on an upswing here in the United States economically. But at any rate, over 31,000 businesses throughout everything have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system for times like these. It is perfect because you have visibility and control over everything. Financials, inventory, HR. We have control over our HR, right? Here?
Well, I'm in charge of HR, so yes.
Just say yes. Planning, budgeting. You can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, improve margins. Everything you need is all in one place. That's why 93% of customers say they improve their visibility and control when they upgrade it to NetSuite. What are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richradio right now. NetSuite.com/richradio. NetSuite.com/richradio. How was your trick-or-treating? I'll tell you about mine. You want to tell them about yours? You want to share, Chris?
Let it off your, get it off your chest, Brocklin. Get it off your chest.
Sure. It was not great. It was fun once he got going, but just kind of like the lead up.
Cage is 2.5 now, right?
2¾. Yeah, he'll be right. 3 at the end of February. But
by the way, just so everyone understands in this room who don't have children, that he's still, Chris, in the time of his parenting and his daddyhood with a child, where you can still measure years in quarters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the last time, though, right? After three?
Five, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah,
3¼, 3¾. This could be it. 2¾. Yeah, because it usually starts in months.
Yeah. Like,
okay. Oh yeah, my kid's 19 months.
Months old.
Yeah, 20.
Like,
yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. And then when you hit two, you can't just say what you're like. Now that's math. What are you gonna do, math?
He's 37 months old right now.
You can't do math like that.
No, he's 30.
You can't do math because after being a parent with loss of sleep, you can't add like that.
Can't do anything.
No. You start breaking out your phone and saying, "Wait a minute, let me do simple math that my child, as you'll soon learn, will know off the top of his head,"
right?
Because he's learning that stuff, and you are totally ruined
and
as a person.
I've forgotten all of it.
All right, so anyway, she's 2¾.
He was being a pretty big a-hole.
Well, he was Dr. Fart.
Yeah, I mean,
he was Dr. Fart from the rehearsal, a very niche Halloween costume, if
very
you
niche.
Watch the show.
I have not, but I still respect it.
It was pretty funny. It's a funny costume. So anyway, you know, we had the stethoscope and a lab coat and a glass. Not into it. Did not want to get dressed at all. So we were fighting for about half hour, 45 minutes, multiple trips to the room. I was threatening to just cancel going altogether.
Wow. Like,
I was not happy.
So the lure of candy didn't even like get him to put
It was just like, hey, can we do that? We're going to go do this. No, not happy.
What did he want to do? Just sit around and watch a movie or something?
No, he didn't want to do anything.
Why didn't you just stay home?
He just
you
didn't
don't respect
do
that because that's kind of like you 90% of the time.
Well, yeah. Nothing more than to say no and stay at home.
That's true.
But then some of our neighbors came over.
Okay.
And because we were all good. There's a bunch of little kids in our neighborhood, and we were all going to go together and walk around and then go to this other spot that's got a bunch of decorations, this one street. And once the neighbor's kid came over, the kids came over.
Yes.
He was like, "Oh, I want to go do this now. I want to stop crying and stop being a jerk, and I want to." But he didn't. But he refused to put the lab coat on, so he basically was just himself.
Wow! But I don't know if this is good or bad. But Coop, our 11, and Taylor, our 9, both vehemently objected to Susie telling them to go upstairs and put on something long sleeve underneath their costumes.
It was chilly last night.
Underneath their costumes.
Every kid on earth.
So Coop went as Iceman from Top Gun.
Great costume.
Which is as simple of just zipping down your jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Put on a longer sleeve shirt underneath it and zip it. Oh, my God. Major problem.
Not having it.
He's 11.
Yeah, so I have 8 more years of this?
8 and a quarter.
Well, look, if you grew up on the East Coast like we did, on the East Coast, then you know, like Halloween, your parents always make it. Yeah. You know, you look like Stay Puff Marshmallow Man under your costume.
This was...
You know, us East Coasters is what I'm
this
saying.
This was an outrageous request. Apparently.
Really?
To the children. Outrageous request.
And then you wouldn't have seen what they were wearing underneath.
So, and Taylor was Hermione from Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
So she had her cloak.
Oh, yeah.
And Susie even's like, I've got a gray sweater. Like something that actually was worn by the character. Like this is like almost Hogwarts issued material.
Tay-Tay wasn't happening.
Oh, no. Go upstairs and do something. No way.
Why did we have kids again?
Who won that argument?
Oh, Susie. Is the 2007 Patriots who didn't lose to the Giants.
18-0, Susie Schuster.
Okay.
And then God bless.
Please.
Like.
She's the 72 Dolphins with champagne corks popping.
You say Mercury Morris was sitting next to Susie,
no
like sipping
doubt
on some champagne.
Oh yeah,
with Larry Zonka.
And then we had to get in the car and go to this other neighborhood with all the
things.
Sarah filled up some wine in a water bottle, and then went to the neighbors across the street and drank more wine. And I was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, I'm going to bed. I want this day to be
it's over. Oh boy,
I want this day to be done.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's Cage. There he is.
Oh, yes.
This is the only photo we got. It was like, we were pulling him around in this wagon, and she was just like, can you please get out so I can take one photo? No. Please, one photo. No. I'll give you a sucker. Okay.
Well, you're the sucker. How about this one, though?
It worked.
So how about this one? And this is going to be interesting. I want to crowdsource this thing. So I after doing the Monday night of Westwood One,
I joined around.
Oh, great. Terrific. I joined late. Okay. So I joined late.
Okay.
You oversleep?
No. No, I joined.
It's 4 in the afternoon.
Actually, no. It was like 8 o'clock at night. You know, a halftime ended around. Yeah, oh, no. 7:30 at night.
Halftime, yeah.
So halftime's over. I do my halftime. I watched the first drive of the Bengals because Joe Burrow was our guy last night.
We needed Joe last night.
We did not get Joe last night. We did not. Okay.
Narrator.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. So anyway, I then joined, and they've already gone through the neighborhood once as they, you know, when I joined them in the neighborhood where they were trick-or-treating. They'd already gone through once and then returning to the home base. And across the street from the home base was a house with this beautiful puppy dog, okay, a great Pyrenees puppy.
Oh,
okay. So just this massive beautiful dog. And so Cooper wanted me to go over and say hello to the dog, and they were at the end of their night basically like, take whatever candy you want.
That's the best.
I'm trying to go to sleep.
And right, like their shop's about to close, like, what do you want? So I looked down and I had the pick of the litter, and I
Oh, you already regret your decision.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't regret
my
decision.
Well, that face says regret.
Well, yeah. No, I'm a pick of the litter, but I know people get really, you know, very uptight about this sort
of candy
thing.
Corn?
No, although I am a candy corn
you
guy.
Do like
I
you
do like
it.
I do like candy corn. I do not like. I do not understand the candy corn scorn in this country.
Nice. Let me break
or around the world. I went Twix.
I totally support.
But no, but I had, there
What's
were Kit Kats. There were peanut butter cups.
Reese's peanut butter. Twix, you gotta come on.
Twix are goaded, man. So
I went Twix.
Are goated,
yeah,
man.
Twix are goaded.
No, totally support no, that. Like,
I went Twix.
They got one or two Super Bowls. They eat the Brady.
I got to tell you this, man. And I'm gonna cape for Twix.
I'm into this.
You don't even have to. Twix are delicious.
No, there are people. Just in case there's anybody, people out there, I cape for Twix. In terms of what you need.
In a game.
You're laughing on. But in terms of what you need. In terms of what you need. You need, obviously, chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need it.
You need a crunch. You need a little crunch.
I need a little crunch. Crunch.
Rick's has
a cookie, a cookie bottom, the bottom of the cookie, and then you put the caramel on top of the cookie.
Baby, yes.
It's like the chef's kiss.
And you cover it with the chocolate.
Ugh.
It really is indestructible.
It's borderline perfect.
I'll just say this. Sometimes there's a heat issue with candies.
They melt.
Twix, yeah. Twix. You know, even when you're peeling the wrapper off the Twix, the caramel just comes through the top, and that makes it even better. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you freeze it too. Oh. It's good hot. It's good cold. It's good just right. So that's why I'm Twix more than anything else. I mean, Kit Kat. I love the Kit Kat.
Kit Kat's good
because it does give you the crunch.
The little wafer in there.
There's no caramel, and then if it's hot. You can't have it.
Yeah, it's just like
you can't have it.
Pick it up
soup.
And your fingers just like
I don't need chocolate wafer soup.
No, you don't.
No. Right.
No. Like I said, Twix are goated, man. They're on Mount Rushmore, maybe. Twix.
They are.
Twix. Ooh, do I have a Halloween candy power rankings?
Yeah.
Oh,
top five Halloween candy.
Can I do it off the top of my head?
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
you know,
we gave you four yesterday when we were just talking
Mike,
after the show.
Candy
so
music?
Then you had Twix.
I don't know if this is candy. I don't.
So the four we put on our poll yesterday. Peanut butter cups.
I mean the goat.
Twix, Snickers, Kit Kat.
I mean, all right, go for it. Do we have it? I'm going to do this.
Candy music.
Here we go. No, no, I got the animation. Here, go. Yeah, take. Yeah, here we go. We'll do it. Here we go. Power rankings.
Power rankings.
So, what do you want? Top five? You want top five?
Let's do it.
Am I going to do top five?
Top five. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Off the top of the head.
Top five.
No order.
No, well, no, there's order.
Oh, no, it has to be order.
What's the point?
I was trying to make it easy.
What's the point? All right, here we go. Number five is Skittles. Got to give me Skittles. All right, I'm going straight candy. I'm going. Okay. Sometimes we forget about the sugar.
We do.
We just go.
I'm just a chocolate.
It's not
guy.
As if that's sugar free. But right, exactly. No, I'm just talking about the fructose.
Yeah.
The fructose and sucrose, like the straight,
it's a tweener.
Nobody gives out Spree. I mean, if you want to go straight, like candy, sucrose, glucose situation, nothing's better ever than Spree. If you remember this, I'm dating myself. Spree. Oh my God.
Spree.
I never was a fan.
Spree are good.
Just saying the word Spree. I got to swallow. Like my glands
Smarties,
are going.
Remember Smarties when we were kids?
Smarties are better than Sprees, bro.
While we're just on the subject matter, the most unwieldy and dangerously sloppy method of just taking fructose and sugar and Fun Dip. The Fun Dip.
You
know, where you got this three different packets.
I'm sorry.
The sugar spraying everywhere, and then but you do eat the actual stick. That's number five.
Skittles are five.
Four, I'm going to go with the peanut butter cup.
Oh,
going
Rich.
With the
way down.
Rich.
Upset.
Peanut butter cup is four.
I mean, it's still high on the list. It's four out of everything. That's
peanut
good.
Butter cup
peanut
is
butter
four.
Cups are delicious, man.
Okay. Snickers is three. Got to go with Snickers at three.
Yeah, three.
Two is the Kit Kat, and one is the Twix.
Yeah. I can't.
Twix is to me, it's undefeated, the Twix.
Skittles are good. I'd be willing to swap out Skittles for Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, I'm not a sour guy at all.
Oh, brother, you said, yeah.
Do you think we need one more?
Brother, we're here on that.
All right, we'll get one more.
All right, one more Swedish Fish.
Whoa.
I mean, that's
Swedish Fish.
That's a lot of one flavor.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
You know what I'm going
to
put in there?
And by the way, one last thing, just before before I turn it over to you. Were the Swedes the ones to invent this candy?
Yeah, how'd they get the name?
Where do we get the? Where does? How do the Swedes get associated with this particular
delicious
confection?
Fish.
Stand by.
Swedish fish
developed by a Swedish candy producer.
There you go.
Malaco in the late 1950s for the U.S. market.
Huh. God bless the Swedes. Yeah. Maybe the greatest thing they've done.
according to Wikipedia.
And I don't know what else the Swedes have done.
I lost in hockey.
Isn't Peter Forsberg from Sweden? So
Peter Forsberg is probably from
Peter
Sweden,
Nedved.
Yeah. How are you? You wanted to chime in here? Well, then we'll take a break, and then I will return with actual football talk that I had promised.
Liz brought some candy in. And one of the ones that she brought in, we completely forgot, little bite-sized York peppermint patties. Not the big ones.
I remember the old commercials where...
Just the little one, man. You get like two, three bites off it real quick. Perfect.
Also, quick shout-out.
Remember those commercials where they would snap open and we'd get cold?
Oh, yeah. Quick shout-out Milky Way.
There's nothing like a...
Milky Way, come on now.
Also, Three Musketeers.
Top ten.
Little bite-sized Three Musketeers.
And the very underrated 100 grand bar.
Let me just explain to you, and then we'll throw it a break here, because apparently there's an actual trade in the NFL to talk about.
I'm not going to look at Twitter. It's kind of a big one.
I'm not going to look at Twitter. And I want you to surprise me when we come back. I will be completely in the dark, and I hope it's the Packers getting somebody to actually catch the ball for Aaron Rodgers. Here's the deal. Milky Way. Somebody was eating a Milky Way and came up with the genius idea, I think. This has to be, you know, because Milky Way is great. It's the chocolate wrapped around nougat. Is that what we're calling it?
Nougat.
Nougat?
I love that word, by the way. Milky Way has nougat.
Nougat. It's very spongy. Spongy, yeah. to use the Paul Hollywood phrase. And then some caramel on top. And somebody's like, you know what this is missing? The crunch. The crunch. And plus, if you got a Milky Way and sometimes it gets smushed.
Yeah.
No thanks.
This one is a little
smushed. So they created the Twix.
Get the nougat out and get that wafer in there, man. Got a little crunch in that joint.
Milky Way is pretty
genius.
Good.
Genius. All right, let's take a break here. There's been a trade, and I've got the anointing oils. I'm going to anoint a new elite quarterback in
the
NFL.
Brother Jefferson, should we get him on the phone?
That's right. That's next. Call us with the snack ideas, 844-204-RICH. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so there's a trade. Tell me about it. It involves the NFC North, does it?
NFC? Wait, did you cheat?
I didn't.
I thought you said you weren't going to look.
No, I heard there was a trade in the NFC North, and that's why I said that I don't know it, and I'm hoping Aaron Rodgers has received some receiving help.
He is not.
What did we got?
You know who got more receiving help?
Vikings?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, Irv's MVP pick. T.J. Hockenson goes from the Lions
Indivision.
To the Vikings.
That's a great move.
For draft picks.
Hold on a minute. 2023 and 2024 pick to Detroit.
A second rounder in 23, a 24 third rounder.
A 23 fourth rounder and a conditional fourth. So for four picks, they did that.
Jeez.
Damn.
No. It was a pick swap. So four picks were involved. Four picks were involved. So two and two.
Oh, yeah. For Hockenson, 20.
Oh, okay.
A second rounder and a third rounder for a fourth.
Okay.
And a conditional with Hockenson.
Okay. All right. So once
so Minnesota gets an upgraded tight end.
Okay. So Minnesota gets picks. I mean, Detroit gets picks.
Detroit gets two picks.
Uh-huh.
And then Minnesota gets Hockenson and two picks.
Okay. I like it, man.
TJ.
I like it.
He's a great player.
How about the Lions? Just, I don't know what they're doing.
I am unclear what they're doing.
I guess also. I don't. In division. That's a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
You're sending him in division to Minnesota.
But for two good picks. I mean, those are two top 80 picks.
I don't care, man. These picks.
Picks matter.
Picks matter if you hit on them. I think
we have gotten fooled by the Rams saying F the picks. Picks really matter. You can make a lot of moves if you have a lot of capital.
Here's the deal. They matter if you hit on them. And they matter if you need to rebuild.
Which the Lions need to rebuild.
I guess so, but to end division, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
I mean, they're one and whatever. Their season's over. They're not making the playoffs. They're going to have a top five pick again.
They're not doing it.
They're going to take a quarterback. All due respect, Jared Goff is done. He won't be the starter next year.
I don't know. I'm just sorry. I'm not doing it in division. Go find it somewhere else. Sorry. I don't need to see him, and I don't need to see you win the division this year and come in my house and beat me with him. Honestly, yeah, I'm just not going to do it.
I get it.
But I like the move for Minnesota quite a bit. I like the aggressiveness.
I think
that sort of stuff absolutely resonates within a locker room.
Nobody's talking about them. That's why I brought it up yesterday in overreaction. Like, they're kind of an afterthought. They're 6-1.
There is a I'd like to do a little bit of a mea culpa here if I can, and I will. When the Carolina Panthers traded away Christian McCaffrey, I said, this is the way you tank in the NFL. What I meant, as I said by that, is that you remove the best players or one or two of the best players, and it makes it that much more difficult for the prideful men you do suit up to win the game on pride alone. That's what I meant by it. And, you know, the Bears, we're gonna see that. I mean, bless the Chicago Bears, trading away both Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith for picks, and they've got 9 picks and $120 million in cap space, and that's very impressive for them. You know, the Chicago Bears' next game is home against Miami. And, oh, man. Yeah, no. It's going to be tough for the pride to overcome what we just saw in Detroit with Miami Dolphins, the way that they're slinging it around. But I just want to say to Scott Fitterer, the general manager, who on that day, mea culpa, because he might have just looked in his locker room and say, we got this guy, Dante Foreman, and obviously he's not as versatile as Christian McCaffrey, but he's definitely less expensive. Mm-hmm. And he can dominate a game in a different way. What he did this weekend against Atlanta, he damn near won that football game. And Carolina can beat you with this team as it's currently constructed. Will they trade DJ Moore by the end of the day? Maybe. Maybe.
They probably should.
I don't know. They have a chance to win the division. They really do. They've already beaten Tom Brady and the Bucs in their house. And Carolina takes on Atlanta right away in week 10. And they've got, coming up this weekend, Carolina, a chance to go to Cincinnati and shock everybody. We just saw Nick Chubb have his way up the middle of this team and around the edges. Maybe Foreman can do it. Hubbard comes back. I'm just saying, I thought they're tanking, they're done. And they might have seen this kid in their locker room and seen him in training camp and said, let's give him a whirl and get picks in second, third, and fourth round draft choices next year and start rebuilding for whichever coach, make it that much more attractive to get him. So I'll just sit here right now and say I've been proven wrong. Now then, let me put it on the line to be proven wrong in another way.
Here we go.
I have anointing oils for a new elite quarterback in the NFL. I'm putting them up there. And I know you're like, elite, Rich, really? You got Josh Allen. You got Patrick Mahomes. Justin Herbert, people throwing Justin Herbert in the mix. Would you put him as an elite quarterback in the NFL?
No.
Would you put Joe Burrow as an elite quarterback in the NFL?
Joe Burrow went to a Super Bowl. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Justin Herbert.
Who else are you putting in the elite status?
Elite category?
Brady. And
based on this season?
Yeah.
Based on this season.
That's what I'm doing.
There's only a couple.
I've got one
Jalen
for
Hurts
you.
Jalen Hurts has been pretty elite this year.
I agree. I got one for you.
Another 6-1 quarterback. Kirk Cousins has been pretty elite.
I got one for you. I'm making him elite. I believe I see what I see. I see with my eyes. And I see you, Tua. I see you, Tua. Yeah, you see me, don't you?
He's pointing right at
you. Yeah, you see me too, don't you? I see you. This is like a great meet the parents moment.
Is this like the Spider-Man meme?
That's
just like
it.
Pointing at each
yes.
other?
I see you.
I consider myself elite in my craft. Just because the guy throws left-handed doesn't mean he's not as good. There is a bias. There is a bias. I love that. I don't know who did it earlier this year on Twitter. They flipped the image and watched Tua throw right-handed.
And it looks better.
Whoa!
Looks better. He looks uncomfortable throwing left-handed.
You know what? No? He looks, in this offense, he looks elite. He looks like the guy that is relentless. He hits his back foot, and he knows where the hell he's going with it. And he knows where his second option is. He's not struggling in this offense at all. And you can sit here, and I know what you're going to say, Chris. I'm going to front load it.
Oh, you're going to pop a doc me?
Go for it. Say it. Go ahead and say it.
Well, I
go
mean, on,
say it,
come on. I mean,
say it. Say it. Again, I know you want to.
Again, this offense was constructed because they thought they were going to have Tom Brady, okay? So they have a lot of speed. They have Tyreek Hill. They have Jalen Waddle. Have you seen those guys? They have the most receiving yards in eight games in NFL history, okay? They have a really awesome and innovative and young and energetic head coach.
I get it.
Okay?
And so
how many other quarterbacks in this league would be in this offense and have the exact same and probably better numbers than Tua?
It's simple for you to say. We're seeing the guy who is doing it, aren't we? And we're also not saying the opposite, which is Tyreek Hill said he's just as good as Mahomes. Oh, wait a minute. Tyreek Hill said that, and we saw the Twitter account of the ball fluttering, and he had to stop to catch the deep ball in OTAs. And then the coach says he's one of the most accurate throwers of the football. Okay, I get it. I get it. Okay, I get it. So what if he didn't do what he's doing right now? We would be throwing him on the trash heap of history. And his last stop. You got an owner who's not only bringing in Deshaun Watson at this very moment last year on the verge of the trade deadline. Deshaun, can you tell me a little bit more about your massage therapists? Because I'd like to trade for you. This is after he tampered for Tom Brady. This guy hears all that, and he's married to a coach who knows what to do, and look at what he's doing. Number one in passer rating, yards per attempt damn near every first. Every time he throws, he's damn near every time he's getting a first down. 9 yards per attempt. Third in the league in completion percentage. Not making mistakes. He's being efficient. If we had started him this week in our fantasy league, we would have won.
We would have won.
You know who's also seeing what I'm seeing? I'm not really a tape head. I'm not an all 22 guy. I'm not sitting in the back of my courtesy car being driven from New York to Bristol and back and forth.
Wow.
Using my time to put out videos because I'm such a tape head. No, it's not a shots fired. I could see the reflection of the trees on the Merritt Parkway on his screen as he's shooting it with his phone during his film sessions because I can't get enough of Dan Orlovsky. I watch every last one of them. Dan tweeted this out today. Look at what Dan tweets out. Tua's tape from this past weekend is obnoxious.
Like, as in good?
Yeah. It's just like obnoxious. Like, I'm taking that as him sitting back and he knows exactly how he's going to slice you up. He's elite. He's an elite quarterback in 2022, and I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait to see it develop. Wow, you know what? I've been told there's a major Woj bomb that just went off, huh?
Dude, Woj, Shams, this is crazy.
Okay, we're going to hit that for our terrestrial radio audience at the top of the next hour, and that's when Albert Breer will join us. So I guess the NBA is basically saying,
hold my beer
on your trade deadline day. Okay, that's coming up. Albert Breer, Jabril Peppers, hour two. Mr. Tony Hale, who we love and adore from his days back in Arrested Development and Veep and now in the mysterious Benedict Society on Disney Plus. He's in studio hour three. That's how we're rolling a break after hour one.
Also, follow up on your Tua stuff, Rich. Warren Sharp came on with us before the season, and he was one of the few people in the national football media who was super high on the Dolphins and thought Tua did have this type of game in him. We all kind of, I mean, I did. I side-eyed a little bit, but proven correct through five. I mean, he's only played five games, but so far so good for Tua.
There you go. Okay. And again, I think a caller yesterday was like, when are people going to believe it? And I understand.
I need to see a full season.
You're going
to
see.
I need to see playoff wins.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is. I told you. Put up the Miami schedule if you don't mind, Mr. Hoskins. This is the stretch, because again, they take on the Bears this weekend, minus Roquan and minus whoever else they might trade away today to send out the same way they sent out Robert Quinn. Then they're home for Cleveland. They have a bye. Home for Houston. Here's the stretch. Starting in week 13, at San Francisco, at the Chargers, him versus Herbert, couldn't be more of a head-to-head, right? At Buffalo, home for Green Bay on Christmas Day, at New England, home for the Jets. That's it, the final seven. And then make the playoffs, and you want to see him win a playoff game, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I do.
There you have it. It's all laid out. I'm really looking forward to that part of the year, and I hope he's healthy. Hope everyone's healthy so we can actually see it fully evolved. Coming up, the Woj bomb and Albert Breer's bombs coming up.